This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Bassantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Hello, everyone. We've had that theme song for maybe the whole time we've been changed since our change of name, the Josie Show, and it still makes me dance. I don't know. But welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie Passantino. I'm so glad you guys are here with us. It's Friday. Yes, we could celebrate. And we have just wonderful, wonderful guests coming up here. So here's what we will do in the next hour or so. But first, let me just make sure that everyone could hear us. It's very important. So please let us know in the chat room if I'm loud and clear. So first, let's talk about my guest tonight. I have singer-songwriter, musician Jason Lee Davis with me. I also have Grammy-nominated national recording artist Johnny, and it's going to be an amazing night with great interviews and music, so get up and dance. And also remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network, airs every week at its new day and time, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before the show. And you could listen to it at southernstar.org. And all you have to do is, there's all these tabs at the top, and all you have to do is just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab and enjoy. I'm laughing right now. I'm getting the thumbs up here that our guest is here, so I'm trying to talk really fast. And also I am going to tell you about a project from a former guest of our show and Grammy legend for you to go check out. It's going to be amazing, so you got to check it out. And also if you're an independent artist and you want to get the word out, you could certainly be a guest on our show, but I am also going to tell you about a couple of great Facebook pages I found for you to share your talent and make connections. They work for me. They're amazing. I'm meeting all kinds of new artists, and it's very fun. So I will give you all the deets on that. Now, it looks like our guest here has arrived. So everyone, please welcome talented singer-songwriter and musician. He does it all. Jason Lee Davis. Woo! Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much.
You got to have the applause. I'm so excited to talk with you, Jason. It's not even funny.
Well, it's great to finally speak to you, too.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm super excited, and I know I've been crazy nervous about this because I'm just super excited. So we're going to just have fun.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah. I still get nervous, so don't even worry about it. But let's get to know you a little bit better. So at what age did you start writing songs and doing what you're doing?
Well, when I first heard Moon Over Georgia, an old Shenandoah song, when I was like 6 or 8 years old, and that made me actually want to be a writer then. And I found out later that it was by a local artist, writer here, Martin Armour. So, but I actually started putting form and you know, structure and stuff to it at the age of 14 or 15 probably, and then just carried on from there.
Wow, very cool. Do you recall your first song that you've ever written? Do you remember that?
My first what now?
Your first song that you've ever wrote.
My first song? Yes, I actually do. It was probably every cliche a third grader could have thought of from every rock song in the 80s and 90s. But, yeah, I remember it.
Very, very cool. And when did you really realize that music was what you wanted to be doing for the rest of your life?
I really never thought about anything else other than being a rock star or a songwriter or, you know, something to do with music from my earliest memories.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And we're glad you do.
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really, really look up to?
You know, that's always the toughest question because I like every aspect and genre of music. But I'll have to bring it back local again here in Muscle Shoals. We've just had so much talent through the years that I've got the privilege to work with and get to know as friends and workers and writers and, you know, and they're just a group of talented, you know, it's our musical heritage. So I'll have to take it back to all those guys, all the Swampers and people like that.
Very cool. And I love that you like all kinds of genres. You know what I mean? It's very good.
Yeah, I don't like to label and, you know, pigeonhole music.
Right, right. I'm that way too, so I think that's really, really cool. And so now let's talk a little bit about your music because we're getting ready to play some of your music. So can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
Well, right now I've got 11 songs on my Facebook page or songwriter page and my Reverb Nation page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have out right now. And they're actually older songs that I had worked with a lot with the late Bobby Hood, who is singing one of the songs you'll be playing tonight. And that's all I've got out right now. But I'm working on a couple of projects to hope to be released soon. And we're just taking it one day at a time right now. But I'm working on a lot of writing to try to get it done independently and put out.
Awesome. You're constantly writing, constantly working to put out new things for the fans. Brilliant.
Trying every day.
Brilliant. And as I mentioned, we're very lucky enough to have a couple of your wonderful songs that we're going to play with us. So stay with me. We are going to play a song that you wrote titled Till the Last Rose Dies, and we will be right back, all right?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Here it is.
I bought you a dozen roses, but one of them's not real. It's gonna last forever to show you how I feel. It's a little trick I've done to make you realize, just like that rose, my love will never die. I'm gonna love you until that last rose dies. It's gonna be a lifetime, but like they say, time flies. I'll never grow tired of your green eyes. I'll cherish every moment. till that last rose dies. I'm gonna love you until that last rose dies.
And that was Till the Last Rose Dies by Jason Lee Davis. And we're talking to him right now if you're just tuning in. So can you tell us a little bit about that song and your writing inspiration behind it?
Yeah, that's actually a funny story. I was on my way to a studio to sing a demo for another guy. And the guy had a cat. I'm allergic to cats. So I had to stop in at a store and get some Benadryl in case, you know, the cat started swelling my eyes together. So in the store, there was a young guy that I think it was like around prom time, you know, and he was his little girlfriend and him. He was trying to do something sweet for her, and he was buying flowers, and they were all kind of talking about what he could do, and they kind of come up with the idea of sticking a fake one in there, you know, because it would never die. So that hit me right when I heard it. I almost forgot my Benadryl. And I was riding with a guy, and by the time I got to the studio to do the demo I was supposed to do, I already had that song pretty much written, and about 2 hours later I was doing that demo you just heard. So it was really a pretty quick song to come from the, I guess I should probably give the cat co-writer credit.
Yes, exactly. I love it. And very
well,
funny story. Oh, that's hilarious. Hilarious. And I have to say, you're so funny, because I was like reading your Facebook page before the show, and you're a really funny guy. I had to mention that.
Well, you can't pay no attention to that.
I can help
it. Facebook.
You're funny.
Thank you so much.
So how many songs would you say you've written so far in your career? How many do you think?
All these songs I've written, or what I actually have faith in and would like to have demoed?
Whatever's easier for you. I don't know.
I would say in the ones I really have stock in right now that I would really, really stand behind, probably close to 200, but I've wrote over 1,000 in my life.
Wow. That's crazy.
Full of stuff that I still find from, you know, from 11 to, you know, ever till now, till 31. So there's been a lot of writing in 31 years.
I love that. I'm actually getting into some songwriting too. And I find it funny that if you just hear something on the TV or someone mentions something or, you know, whatever, I find it really funny that, ooh, it's a song. It's really funny how that works. I love
it,
the songwriting process.
Yeah, it hides when you least expect it. It's, you know, it's a crazy business, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Well, right now I don't have anything out for sale, but like I was talking about, I'm working on the, you know, upcoming projects, and I hope to have something out very, very soon, a small EP or something out, maybe a 6 to 8 song album.
Okay, cool.
But people just have to keep in touch with my links. You know, I will definitely share Facebook and all that when I have it.
Awesome. And you have to keep in touch with us, because when that EP comes out or any new projects, just let us know, and we'd love to have you back on.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, anytime. It's my pleasure. I'm so excited that you agreed to come on.
No problem.
Awesome. And can you give everyone the links to your websites and social networking sites for the people who don't know?
Of course, I'm on Facebook. My Facebook page is Jason Lee Davis Songwriter, in that order, bring me up for you. And my Reverb Nation link is www.reverbnation.com/ Jason Lee Davis, or you could just, you know, go into Reverb Nation and search Jason Lee Davis, and it should bring me up too.
Perfect. Easy. Remember, everyone, Google is our friend.
There you go, yeah. And I'm working on trying to figure out YouTube. I just now got into technology, so it's still taking me a little while.
Awesome.
Better, though.
There's this is a fun question. If you had to describe the the music you write in three words, what would you say?
You know, that's been a tough one, too. I've been thinking about that since I got the questions the other day.
Yeah.
Come up with overthought it, I think, but just, I would have to say three words, evolving every day. It seems that it evolves more every day.
There you go. Perfect. I love that. I love that. And I am very excited because we're going to play the next song, Daddy's Caddy, now. And this song version that we have is actually sung by Bobby Hood, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's play that right now. Here we go.
Ooh.
Woo. If it'll play. Techie difficulty. There we go.
He bought it off the lot when it was brand new. He had a car before he had you. It locked his baby like his oldest child. Something about the car drives me wild. She's a 1964, a big block engine, cuckoo door. Zero to 60, 5.2, a real fast number, honey. How about you? Your daddy's caddy ain't just a machine. It's part of the family, if you know what I mean. I'm out in this car, just me and you. But don't bring it back, what'll he do? It's your daddy's caddy, she'll always be. Your daddy's caddy, he sure keeps it clean. Your daddy's caddy, would it be alright if we took your daddy's caddy on a ride tonight? Ooh, oh. Your daddy's caddy. It's your daddy's caddy, but you're long and weak. Your daddy's.
That was Daddy's Caddy, written by Jason Lee Davis and sung by Bobby Hope. I love all of your songs, and you just do a wonderful, wonderful job with everything that you do. But I also read somewhere that you do demos and recordings and work on instruments to help others. Can you tell us about that and how people can contact you?
Well, yeah, through my Facebook page, definitely, is how you can contact me that way. And anything local like that, yeah, I would love to help out anybody, you know, with instruments that maybe have smoke damaged or something, you know, because I just know a lot. I've always focused on musical stuff, so
mm-hmm.
if, you know, and a lot of people don't know how to even restring a guitar, tune a guitar or something. So, and I do small songwriter demos in a small songwriter studio I have here at the house. And
awesome.
I'd just like to help everybody else, like Bobby himself. He passed away, actually, but
mm-hmm.
Bobby actually sung that song and done everything other than write it and play lead guitar on that song. He engineered it. He played the keyboards. Everything you hear in it other than lead guitar and the words, Bobby done that. So,
wow.
He taught me to give back as much as I can, so I just try to help every musician, that I can.
That's incredible, and you literally do it all. And
I try to do it. I don't know if I do it all, but I try.
You're great. So who have you met that has made just the biggest impression on you in your career?
That would, again, be Bobby and Jeannie Strickland. Jeannie wrote a ton of George and Tammy songs, George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Mm-hmm.
The Louvin Brothers, Carl Perkins, I mean, tons of songs. And she came to meet me just from a word of a friend and read some stuff I had and started taking me to songwriter meetings and introduced me to Bobby. And then Bobby became my musical mentor. Me and him were like, you know, I was his little brother and he was my big brother. That's what we call each other. So they both stayed so humble yet had so much success. And just let me into their family and treated me great, you know, didn't charge me for demos, didn't, just never, you know, ask me for anything other than, hey, let's write a cool tune, you know. And we've done it ever since until, you know, Bobby passed away 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's right here with me right now in the interview. So
absolutely.
You know, he hit me hard when he taught me what he taught me.
Absolutely. And I think we need more people like that who, you know, not only think of themselves and their career, but also go out of their way to help others as well, make their dreams come true.
Yeah, there's no room for jealousy in music, and I know there's so much of it, but there's really no room for anybody should be jealous of anybody. We should all try to help each other move along a little bit further.
Exactly, and if we all help each other, then we'll be able to succeed and get further. That's what people need to know.
If you take the time complaining and turn that around into something positive, you're going to get twice as far.
Exactly. That should be on a T-shirt. That's brilliant.
What is that? No, I'm just kidding.
Amazing. And what are some things that you like to do for fun, any hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
I love old cars, old Camaros and Firebirds. I just love them. I've had tons of them, and somehow I got stuck driving a Volvo right now, so I'm really in need of an old Chevrolet. I'm just not a Volvo guy.
That's funny. I love
old
it.
Cars, you know, stuff like that. But when I am not doing music, I kind of still am. It's almost like it's a, you know, ingrained in my memory so much that it's hard to get away from music. So,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, even if I'm working on an old car, I'm the ratchet or something's probably doing a tune to an old song or something.
Definitely, I love it. And there's a question that I don't want to forget. I don't want to lose it. So let me try to find it here. In the chat room, a question: would you like to play at Sturgis? However you say it.
Well, that's a pretty good ways away from me, but I would love to play there at during the bike rallies and stuff. I know it would be a wild time. That would be awesome.
Right? And we have to get you to come to Illinois. That's where I am, and I need to see you perform live. That'd be awesome.
Well, if we ever get up that way and get to that big of a stage, then yes, you'll definitely see me.
Oh, well, now we have to get you over here. I love it. And I have to thank you so much, Jason, for coming on the show and chatting with us a bit. And as I mentioned, you can come back anytime.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. It's been great. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And keep in touch, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Jason Lee Davis, everyone. Woo! Yeah. He is incredible, such a talent, and we're going to post the links and everything after the show for everybody. So while we wait for our next guest, I want to mention a few things here. I'm going to put my producer on here really quick because I really want to properly announce our wonderful friend, Skylar Jett, who is just a wonderful, he's a Grammy legend, and Skylar Jett is just a wonderful, wonderful guy, humanitarian, a great friend of ours, and he's just amazing. And so tell us a little bit about this, because he has a new song here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He did an amazing project. As you know, Sky Legette is a former guest of our show a couple of times, and he's a great friend as well. Grammy legend, of course. And if you go to his new Facebook page, just search Skylar Jett's page, S-K-Y-L-E-R and then J-E-T-T, and it's just one of those like fan type pages. So if you go ahead and you click on that and you look over to the column on the left, you're going to see a link, and the link is going to be to connect to, I believe what it says is Skylar's Obama song. So if you go ahead and you click on that link,
okay.
It's going to take you to a song that's actually titled My Mama Says Obama.
In true Skylar style.
Yes, which I believe that he co-wrote and is singing. You can listen to it there, and you can also, there's even a link right there on iTunes, so you can go ahead and purchase it. But please go in and like the page and take a listen to the song. And, you know, if you're so inclined, please go ahead and click on the iTunes and get that for yourself. It's a really, really great song. He did a real nice job.
Absolutely.
So, as always, of course. So
of course.
I wanted to definitely mention that.
He'll always amaze you. And I also promised you I would tell you about some Facebook pages to promote your music and connect with others in the industry, such as other artists, town scouts, DJs, producers, and labels. So here are some pages. There's Country Music World with founder John Lee, and also Talent Hookup, organized and ran by the wonderful John Sanders, and Entertainers and Fans Free Wall. And you can check out all of these. And also, we could post them. We could.
Go ahead. The very first one, it's a newer Facebook page, I believe, that started up called Country Music World. The founder of that, I believe that her actual pronunciation of her name is Jonna Lee. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I think Jonna Lee. So you can go ahead and find that. She's doing a real nice job for everybody. A group that we've belonged to for a while now, Talent Hookup, which is organized and ran very, very well by Mr. John Sanders. He's absolutely amazing. And then the Entertainers and Fans Free Wall is always great, too. But great places. I mean, we find most of our artists there. And to get on the show as guests, and everybody's posting some amazing things. So let's definitely check those out. If you're an artist, you can make a bunch of connections.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just put those names in your Facebook search and join in to showcase your talent. And so I want to share with you guys some upcoming guests here on the Josie Show. We always are featuring just such talents. And I'm on March 23rd, we have Chelsea and Ed Porter. On March 30th, we have show friend Gary Brockway. On April 13th, we have Katie Bell Aiken. And on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis, and we're actually confirming a bunch more bookings. So keep checking out the homepage on our site, josieshow.com, to see who we will be featuring each week, all the upcoming artists, and it's amazing if I do say so myself. And we're currently booking for April and May, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. Or go to the contacts tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. Super easy, and we would love to hear from you. And a few things that I also want to mention is we have a wonderful, if you go on our site, josieshow.com, you'll see all of these tabs, and they're wonderful because there's just a huge variety of things you can do on the site, not just the show. I mean, we have an arcade with tons of games in there that you could play. You could try to beat my my game record. I dare ya. It's fun. It's really fun. And also we have Ask Josie, where you can ask me all the questions that you want, and it's so much fun. I get to be able to respond and chat with you on there. Also, remember, after a show, it's always archived and saved, so you can listen to it forever and ever and ever. Yes, that's the archives tab, and you can check out that. And also, we have press, where you can see, you know, our show on magazines, press, and all that fun stuff, so it's very cool. And also, photos. We have a store, an online store with my face on all of the items. And it's really, really neat. There's like jewelry and shirts and baby clothes and iPod cases, iPhone cases, just everything. So check it out, jewelry. Did I say jewelry already? Oh, well. Yes. And it's really, really neat. And I also remember archive shows are also on YouTube, iTunes, and Zune as well. I forgot to mention that. And also we're on Facebook. If you type in that Facebook search bar, you type in the Josie Show, we should pop up. And also Twitter.com/Josie Show. Follow us, like us, add us, subscribe to us, all that fun stuff. And also if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com for all of the details. You'll get advertisement on our site. So send an email for details to Tina at josieshow.com or just click on our sponsors page to sign right up. It's very, very easy. So I am very, very excited here. I'm getting ready because we have a wonderful guest coming up here in the next minute or two. but also, I want to mention here, once again, going on the topic of Facebook, I'm just enjoying all of the comments and messages that you guys are all sending me. It's so much fun. Oh, goodness. Please, no. Turn that off. Turn it off. You're funny. Very funny. Very funny, Alan. Oh, goodness. He's playing a song. Turn it off. Barney. Please. Okay, thank goodness. Okay. Whew. All right. Okay. Nice try, Alan. Okay. He likes to mess with me. So now I'm very excited because our next guest tonight is a wonderful singer-songwriter and pianist, and I am talking about Grammy-nominated national recording artist, Johnny. Woo!
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You got to have your prize. Oh, yeah. I am so excited you're on. I've been looking forward to talking with you.
So excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm so excited you're on. So let's start here by getting to know you a little better. So what age did you start making music?
When did I start making music?
Yeah, what age?
I was 10 when I started writing my own songs, but I never wanted to sing it in front of anybody. And while I was taking piano, I played for my teacher, and he made me sing it. And instead of selling it to other artists to sing for me, he made me take singing lessons, and I just started by myself.
Ooh, very, very neat. And do you come from a musical family?
I don't. Not really at all, actually. Ooh. But my sister's a writer, and so am I. I guess that's what got me into it. But I'm very involved with writing more than anything.
Oh, that's awesome. You're very driven to reach your goals, I have to say. And so when did you know that this was what you wanted to do as a career? You didn't want to do anything else.
Not. Probably when I wrote my third song and I showed it to my father for the first time, and he said I had a gift and I couldn't let it go. So I knew that I was serious about it. So I started taking it very seriously with my singing lessons and my piano lessons, and I don't know, I just started getting serious about it then.
Awesome. And we actually have something in common because I hear that you're looking to go to college. Can you tell us what about the major you're interested in?
Oh, definitely. I want to probably go for music therapy, which is, I also want to go for writing, but I want to go for music therapy because I watched a movie and they get to help people with their music, and you get to study each part of the brain, what the music helps, and I love helping people, and I love music, so it's kind of best of both worlds, you know?
I love that. I love that you are, obviously following your own dreams, but I love that you're also helping make other people's dreams come true as well. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's really, really cool what you're doing. And go for it.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to think I'm the corniest person, but I am obsessed with Taylor Swift. I really love her.
She's great.
Love her, and she's so young, and she's doing stuff so young, and she really is my influence right now.
Oh yeah, and she's crazy good as a songwriter.
Whitney Houston too. I really look up to her with her songwriting. Her songwriting is amazing.
I agree. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I have Save Your Breath that I just released in, when was it, Ray? August. I released it in August, and recently it got nominated for a Grammy.
Woo!
So it was crazy. It was Song of the Year, and when my manager showed me the papers, it was right next to Adele's song, Rolling in the Deep. So I kind of flipped out for 3 days about that. And I'm starting to do bullying things, so I put out my song Proud of Who I Am.
Oh, yes. And I'm very excited because I have that song.
Do we?
Yes, I have both songs, actually. And I'm very excited. And congratulations on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you.
That is just crazy, crazy. And I need to mention before we play your songs, you're working on an album, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy it.
Thank you. My song, Save Your Breath, is on iTunes, so you better make sure you get it.
Oh, I will. I will. I promise. And everyone else, you got to get it. She's incredible. And we'll just prove it to you right now because we're going to play the wonderful song where you got the Grammy nomination for Song of the Year. Let's play Save Your Breath right now. But first, can you tell us a little bit about this song and your inspiration?
This song I wrote for one of my friends, and she was going through a bad relationship. So I wrote a song for her to give to her boyfriend called Save Your Breath. And when I showed it to my manager, when I got signed to him, we recorded it in the studio with a real beat to it. And it was awesome. And it really means a lot to me because I worked on the melody and I wrote it all myself. So This is Save Your Breath, guys.
Oh, yeah. And it's such a relatable song. So enjoy, everybody. Let's play this now. Save Your Breath.
You know, all this time, I kept quiet, but now, it's my turn. This is how it goes.
I figured out the puzzle that you never thought I would. I trusted you with so much more than I should. And after all you've done, you still want me by your side. You think I'll do whatever you want. But I think it's too late. Do you see dummy written all over my face? I know your words already, don't wanna hear them again. Don't need another promise, it ain't up in my head. One that will break, so just give it a rest. I've heard it 100 times, so save your breath.
Save your breath.
Okay, that is just a brilliant song. I see why it was nominated.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love it. It's so relatable for those guy troubles, and you know what I'm talking about. It's great. And so where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Where can you purchase it?
Yes.
You can go on my website, which is justjohnnymusic.com.
Awesome. Very easy. And also remember, Google is our friend, so type in her name, J-O-N-N-I. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. And if you had to describe your music to someone that never heard it before, what would you say? How'd you describe
it? NO-driven pop. That's what I always say.
Oh, yeah. You hit it right on the nose. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. See? As promised, we actually have another song of yours here tonight to play. But first, can you tell us about the message behind your song, Proud of Who I Am? You gave us a brief one before, but can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind this one?
Yeah, Proud of Who I Am. I got bullied all through 6th grade to 8th grade, and very badly, very badly. So while I was getting bullied, I had just met one of a producer. When I wasn't signed to Hamptons Entertainment, I met a producer, and I was writing to a beat that he had given me, and I kind of, the words just came to me because of everything I was going through. So I wrote Proud of Who I Am, and I've been going around to schools doing anti-bullying assemblies, trying to get my song out there and show people that they're not alone. So that's kind of the description I have for you, that they aren't alone, and that's what I'm trying to prove to everyone with these assemblies and this song.
Love that. And I love that you use songwriting and your singing to cope with it, because I was bullied too in sixth grade and all that. And I'm homeschooled now.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at us now, right?
Exactly. See, I think people mostly are bullying actually stems, I think, from jealousy a lot of the time. So
exactly. And what I just did, I think last week, I think it was, I was writing in their St. Patrick's Day parade in Santa Marich's, where I got bullied my whole life. And I was in the parade, and I just saw all the faces that bullied me, and I just waved to them. It felt great.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, you knew it was going to happen.
Exactly.
That is funny. That is crazy. But I am excited to play this song. I love it. It's Proud of Who I Am. Let's play it right now. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Here we go.
Let the real me go.
Of who I am, and I have to say that song should be played at schools everywhere.
Thank you. I'm trying to make it a national song for bullying, anti-bullying.
absolutely. And I think what people should do is send this song to schools in their district or you know whatever. And I think that could help. I think this song could help a lot of people who are going through the same situation.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I am aiming to do all the schools, and I already have a lot on my map right now, which I'm planning on doing.
Awesome. So fans out there, send them to your school. This will help. Do that. And also, do you have any upcoming performances planned so far where fans can see you?
Right now, I have 5 shows in the works for New York City, which I have a show at the Red Lion where John Mayer performed and Taylor Swift performed, which is really, really cool. And I'm excited to perform there, which is at the Red Lion in the Village. And the Atrium at Lincoln Center, I just got told that I was playing.
I love that.
Atrium at Lincoln Center, so I'm really excited for that.
Oh, congrats. It's awesome. Big places you're going.
I'm going to Nashville this summer for a couple of shows out there, which I'm dying to do. I'm so excited for that.
Oh, yes. You have to let us know because I would love to see you perform live. I'm pretty sure we can go to the
absolutely.
Nashville one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd be so psyched. So psyched.
Oh, yes. That would be so, so cool. And what are some things that you like to do for fun, any hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Honestly, the sad part is that is my hobby. Isn't that terrible? I mean, I just sit in my room.
Totally
and,
could. It's
and
totally
I'll
cool.
Sleep and just wake up in the middle of the night and just play music. Or I'll have friends over and stuff and I just play music. It's so sickening, but it's true.
It's all good. It's all good. That is a hobby.
Yeah, it is.
It's perfect. And this is a really funny question that I love to ask all of my performing guests. But have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share?
Yes. I was playing the piano, and I put my hands down on my stockings, and my beautiful ring that my sponsor, Jerry Grant, has made for me, that he designs jewelry for Lady Gaga, too. So my hands were on my stockings, and my ring got caught while I was about to play the song. So I had to have my sister run up to the stage and work her magic and get my ring out of my stockings, which left a hole in my stockings. It was just awful. But the show wound up really well, and we played the song very well, but it just sucked.
That is hilarious. Well, I'm glad you haven't had anything too crazy. We've heard of, like, wardrobe malfunctions and tripping and stuff, so that's not too bad.
Oh, gosh. I'm so clumsy. I wouldn't doubt that would happen to me at all.
Me
and
too.
No stage diving. My manager just reminded me, no stage diving. I'm not stage diving yet.
Yes. Please don't. Not good. And also, my advice, because I'm very clumsy, how about maybe, like, flats? Never heels.
I can't walk in heels for my life, but I don't know why. I tend to wear them for every event or every appearance that I have. I always just do it and wear them. I stick through it.
Very cool. Well, that wasn't too bad, but still funny. I love it. And I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I had a blast chatting with you, and we'd love to have you back on.
Thank you so much for having me, honestly. Thank you guys so much. And I wanted to say thank you to all my sponsors, because I'm on the air still, to Stitch and Jerry Grant Jewelry and Hercules Stands and Blue Mics and Shore Mics and Pepsi, too. So thank you, all of you guys, for sponsoring me on my journey. And thank you for having me on your show.
Love it. My pleasure. And keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much. Have a great show.
You too. Thank you so, so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Woo. Awesome. That was Johnny, J-O-N-N-I. And check her out on Google. Like I said, Google is our friend. So J-O-N-N-I. And we love it. And I'm so glad we were able to play her song, Save Your Breath, Grammy nominated song of the year. That's what that song is. Brilliant, genius, and proud of who I am, which, by the way, I'm serious about this. Fans, how about we send this song to schools? Because I think this could help a lot of people, who go through bullying. We've all been through it. So, yes, very good idea. And so I have to thank you guys so, so much for tuning in again with us. And what else do I need to remember? Oh, goodness, brain fart. Oh, remember, check out my other show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network at www.thesouthernstar.org. And I'm talking really loudly because my dog is barking in the background. Oh, so unprofessional. Oh, well. I love it, and I had so, so much fun talking to our wonderful guests, Jason Lee Davis and Johnny. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you until next time. See you next Friday. Bye-bye. Mwah.